You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
Today, I think I'm in the mood for some coffee, and later on, I might want some chai tea. Well, I know exactly who to call for all of my beverage needs. Exquisite Barista Services, the friendly mobile barista services servicing Charlotte and all surrounding areas, preparing fresh, flavorful, custom-created coffee and chai tea beverages for all occasions to quench all of your thirst needs. If you have a meeting, got training sessions, or just a general celebration, they've got every beverage you need. Visit www.exquisitebarista.com to book now or call 704-659-3495. 704-659-3495.
Welcome back, everyone, and this is another Revealing Better Results podcast radio show here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. This is show number 73, and we have Mrs. Cheryl Blakeney on the line with us once again. And just to let you know, today's show is being sponsored by Exquisite Barista Services. They're in the pre-launch phase of their Exquisite Coffee line for home and for the office. Visit ExquisiteBarista.com or get in contact with Exquisite Barista Services on Facebook, on their Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram page. And, we're going to start off the show right away here. We have some questions for Cheryl. She's the financial advisor to talk to. And, you know, we have some more questions for her, so we're delighted to have her back on the show. So how are you?
Well, I'm glad to be back. I'm quite well, thank you. I'm glad to be back today.
Oh, great, great. Now, Cheryl, what challenges did you face becoming a financial advisor?
Okay. First of all, when you become a financial advisor, or in my case, I'm actually a financial planner. Financial advisors actually does the investment side, so we're actually financial planners. And for me, it is a highly regulated business, financial services, so you do have to take a test. You do have to become licensed in the state in which you're in. So for me, it was the reading portion of the test, because I'm not a reader. I'm a numbers person. I've been doing accounting for so many years, so that was a challenge for me to be able to read through each section. Now, when it came to answering the questions, I was fine, but it was just the reading portion. But you do have to be licensed to do what I actually do in the financial service industry.
Okay, and what do they call those licenses?
Each state is different, but you can get your 214 license, or you can get your 215 license, which I have, which is life, health, and annuity license.
Okay.
And for, you know, each state is totally different.
Right, right. Okay. Now, what financial advice would you give to a client that, you know, is suddenly unemployed, you know, because of, you know, the COVID thing that's happening now and, you know, everything that's going on? You know, what
right, right,
advice
right.
could you give to them?
Well, for positive advice, you know, once you become unemployed, you want to make sure that you do have some type of plan and action. You know, you want to make sure that, you know, you start, you know, if you didn't have an emergency fund, you want to try to set a goal to try to start an emergency fund. I know, you know, people was, you know, they got kind of blindsided for people that did get laid off their job. But, you know, you do have to make a step, you know, towards starting something for your financial future. Even though you're unemployed, you know, hopefully you would have saved some type of money to actually get on track to actually start your, you know, your financial plan.
Right, right, exactly. That's you have to have a plan, you know,
right,
going forward. Exactly. And what is a key area that you would focus on, that you tend to focus on when advising your clients? Would you say investments, savings, or retirement, or combination?
Well, it actually depends on how old they are, but we always start with the financial foundation, which is actually having a budget, you know, making sure that you do have an emergency fund. And then, you know, it depends on, like I said, the age of the client. If they're working towards their retirement, making sure that they do have enough money towards their retirement and then the investment vehicles that they, you know, that they invest in. And, you know, when it comes to retirement, you want to make sure that, you know, whatever investment that you're doing, that they're not in a risky, you know, a risky bucket, because, right, you know, you're working towards retirement. So you don't want to make, you know, you want to make sure that your money is not, you know, taking any chances with your money, because that is your retirement money. So we actually focus on three: savings, retirement, and investment. But it actually depends on the client's age as far as what we focus on for each client. So each client is different.
Okay. And mainly to focus on protection and, you know, making sure they're not in anything risky.
Correct. Correct. That is the main thing. Yes.
All right. Well, even though with everything that's going on, do you still see families looking to get financial education so that they're able to purchase a home?
Yes, it is very important, you know, when it comes to purchasing a home. First of all, credit has a lot to do with purchasing a home. So you want to make sure that your credit rating is actually where, you know, when it comes to purchasing a home, that you're not hit with the highest interest rates. And that does depend on your credit rating. So we help, you know, we help you with debt management if you have credit cards, student loans, because that plays a big factor when it comes to buying a house.
Okay, right, right. Well, how do you feel about the technology that's out there affecting the financial industry profession? You know, you have robo-advisors and investment apps. Would you say those are trustworthy sources?
Well, for me, when it comes to investment apps, you always want to talk with a live person, because they will be able to give you the best information, you know, versus an investment app, because an investment app is just something that you're looking at. You know, you can read it, but you're not getting the full knowledge. So you really would prefer to talk with a live person, you know, to make sure that even when you're looking at an investment app, what you're actually looking at is correct. So that's very important as well.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, how would you say you get people to open up and be honest about their finances to you?
Okay. Well, for me, you know, I'm a people person, and you have to have that trust and credibility. So I have that trustness and the credibility as far as, you know, I wouldn't do anything that I wouldn't want somebody to do to my parents or my siblings. So I'm going to give you the information as if you was my part of my family. So that's how I build credibility, to be able to be as honest as I can with a person, to let them know, this is what you have, this is where you need to be, hopefully you'll take my recommendation. But you do have to build up that trust with someone and that credibility.
Right. There you have it. There you have it. And that was some great answers to the questions there. This is going to be a short show here for show number 73 here on Revealing Better Results. And once again, I want to thank Mrs. Blakeney for coming on again. And we're definitely going to have some more questions for her in the future as time rolls along and things happen and the economy picks up. You know, people are going to need that financial advice. So, you know, a trusted advisor is on our network. So feel free to contact Ms. Cheryl Blakeney and put out your contact information for the audience.
Yes, actually our company name is called Elevated Wealth Group, and you can just Google Elevated Wealth Group. My direct email is Blakeney, B-L-A-K-E-N-E-Y, .wfg@gmail.com.
All right. Well, there you have it. And everybody stay tuned. Keep tuning in and have a great week, everyone.
The beast is trying to keep you down, but just keep rising higher. Stay strong and fight for what is right. Stand up and never tire. Open your mind, see through the lies, the truths to be admired. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.